Close your eyes. As you move into the state of consciousness that you know as meditation, you find yourself walking along a gravel pathway towards a large building. This building looks like some kind of temple or palace. It is made purely of crystal. It has a very unusual geometric design. The colors of this temple are white, yellow, green, and gold. It is truly breathtaking. The door to the temple opens before you. A grandly dressed man with long black hair beckons you inside. "Welcome to the Temple of Dreams," he says. You nod to him and say thank you, and then you walk slowly into the temple. In the large hallway, you see three doors in front of you. One door is red, one door is gold, and one door is green. There are numbers on each door. Upon the red door is the number 3. Upon the green door is the number 6. Upon the gold door is the number 9. "You may choose whichever door you want," says the man with the long black hair. You take a while to decide which door to open. After a while, you make your decision. You choose one door and you walk through. You find yourself in a sunny courtyard. There is such a feeling of peace and tranquility here. The word sanctuary comes into your mind. A beautiful lady sits upon a bench in the courtyard. She is dressed in green and gold, and she has lovely long black hair. She beckons for you to sit upon the bench beside her. You walk over to the bench and you sit next to the beautiful lady. "My name is Aurora," she says. "I am known as the Lady of Signatures. Aurora takes a small white box out of her bag and hands it to you. "They call me the Lady of Signatures because I assist people to discover their true energy signature. In your third dimensional world, you call this a name. You have come to the Temple of Dreams to find your magical name. Inside this little white box, you will find a small piece of golden papyrus. Upon that papyrus will be the geometric formations that make up your magical name. You will see these geometries as words in your language. This is your true energy signature, created from the Language of Light library into its third dimensional form. You thank Aurora for the little white box. I will leave you now, Aurora says, so you may discover your magical name in peace. This place is your sanctuary. Please visit me again anytime you choose. Aurora smiles and leaves through another door on the other side of the courtyard. You look at the little white box in your hand. So, this box contains my magical name, you think to yourself. You notice that there is a geometric pattern on the top of the white box. You instinctively know what this pattern is. You know that you remember this pattern. You know that this pattern is significant. You know that this pattern is important. This pattern is the Flower of Life formation. You feel as though the little white box is calling you, willing you to open it to reveal the secrets inside. You open the box. You see the little piece of golden papyrus inside the box. You unfold the papyrus and read the words inscribed upon it. This is your magical name. What is inscribed upon this golden papyrus is a clue for you as to who you truly are. It is a trigger for you to connect with your true self on all levels. You know you have plenty of time with which to analyze this inscription. And you know that you can return to the Temple of Dreams and this courtyard, your sanctuary, whenever you so wish. You put the piece of golden papyrus back into the little white box, and you walk back through the door into the Temple of Dreams. The grandly dressed man with the long black hair is waiting for you inside the temple. "For you," he says. He hands you a very unusual but very beautiful flower. You have never seen a flower like it before. "What is it?" you ask. "It is the flower of life." You take the flower from the man and you smile. "Thank you," you say. All of a sudden, you feel a shift take place within you. You feel filled with love, awareness, and understanding. You can feel the geometry of the flower of life all around you. After a while, the man with the long black hair guides you back to the front door of the Temple of Dreams. "You will be most welcome, should you choose to return," he says. "May bliss be with you on your journey back." You say goodbye to the man with the long black hair and walk out of the Temple of Dreams and back along the gravel pathway, still holding the little white box and the flower of life. You begin to feel the duality of your dream body walking along the gravel pathway and your physical body, eyes closed, in meditation. You bring your awareness to your physical body, starting with your head and neck. Your awareness moves to your shoulders, your arms, your hands, and your fingers. Your awareness moves into your torso, you feel your awareness move into your legs. And then your toes. You wiggle your toes. Knowing that the energy and the essence of the white box containing your true self signature and the flower of life remains with you, you allow your awareness to fully reside within your physical body. And when you are ready, only when you are ready, you open your eyes.